Okay, and this next one is an announcement from Asana, the task management software. This is the task management software that I use. I'm very fond of it, and I'm a big fan. It's one of the first task management softwares, or at least the big players that I'm aware of, that is working to implement and integrate AI, particularly agentic AI. And they have done this by announcing the Asana AI Studio, which they call a no-code builder for designing and deploying AI agents in critical workflows. But as we have projected or predicted on the show before, all of these software and tools that we're using in our day-to-day workflows are eventually just going to be agents. And that's my belief. And it's starting to materialize, I think, a lot faster than any of us, even us AI early adopters, expected. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we just have a ton of updates about a ton of different AI tools today. We're going to do our best to keep it short and concise and helpful as always. Most of these tools we have talked about before and are now back with new features or new functionalities, so we're circling back around and talking about them again. First is the AI image generation tool called Ideogram, which we have done an episode on, and Ideogram has introduced a new feature called the Canvas, the Ideogram Canvas. Of course, I'll link to the X-Thread where they announced this feature, as well as give some examples of the new capabilities. Definitely check out the thread. They started with an announcement saying, "Today we're introducing Ideogram Canvas, an infinite creative board for organizing, generating, editing, and combining images." This is an entirely newly designed interface within Ideogram. They're seeking to streamline creative processes for designers using this tool, which we gotta love. And they're also introducing a feature called Magic Fill. And this is an in-painting tool. And we've talked a little bit about in-painting. It's going to allow you to change or swap out specific regions or elements of your image. They're also introducing a extend feature, basically an out-painting tool. And this is going to allow you to expand your images beyond their original borders and fill in the missing details. And you're also going to be able to change the size of an original image without compromising any of the original quality or elements of the content. And we're seeing more and more of these image gen tools incorporate editing features. And I think that's a super good move on their part. It's obviously the next step that creators and designers need to take with these generated images. So I'm not surprised to see Ideogram doing that here. I know we've seen other tools doing it. Like I said, we've seen other tools like Midjourney completely rework their interface. And I would expect to see these tools continue to try and keep users in the tool 100% of the time and allow users to perform whatever they need to perform without leaving the platform. Okay, next up is a new feature from Runway, the video generation tool. And we talked about Runway before a couple times. We've talked about their Gen 3 Alpha model. We've talked about how they recently partnered with Lionsgate. And just 2 days ago, on October 22nd, they announced Act 1, Runway Act 1. And this is a new method or functionality for animating or generating expressive character animation for performances, particularly facial movement and speaking and facial gestures. I think we talked about a couple tools that do similar things to this, where you can take an image and you can animate it using a video. But Act 1 definitely appears to step it up a notch. They mentioned in their article that the current workflow for animating facial movements and expressions is incredibly difficult, often involving multiple software types, multiple processes, and multiple tools, like rigging tools, which animators are so well acquainted with. Now all you need is a simple camera and an actor. Things like eye lines and micro expressions and vocal pacing and delivery, all of these things will be quote unquote faithfully represented in the final generated output according to their announcement here. And in addition to providing this motion capture for animation, you can also apply motion capture to realistic live action videos. Definitely check out the link in the show notes. They give a bunch of examples and you see that the example videos here are quite impressive. They do mention at the end of the article in a section about safety, that with these new capabilities, they've had to ensure more robust systems to detect and block attempts that seek to generate videos with public figures. So for instance, I would imagine you aren't able to animate or motion cap a video of Kamala or Trump. So if that's where your minds went, first of all, shame on you. Second of all, too bad, you can't do it. next up, okay, the update from Canva. And this was their Droptober feature set that just dropped a couple days ago. A bunch of new products and features, but primarily the one we're going to talk about is DreamLab. And this is Canva's new generative AI capability and functionality. It is powered by Leonardo.ai, which Canva just recently acquired. We talked about that too. And now, right from within Canva, you're going to be able to generate your creative assets. According to the article here on businesswire.com, which is linked in the show notes, you can, quote-unquote, generate multiple variations in more than 15 different styles, including 3D renders and illustrations. You can use an existing image as a style reference to more precisely influence the output. This unlocks possibilities like generating stock photos in your company's style. And according to the article here, you can create complex multi-subject images and photorealistic portraits. So again, and this is all being done with the Leonardo integration that followed their recent acquisition of Leonardo, and they're very quickly able to fold in the features and tools, so that's really cool. And it's only one of several updates and features and announcements from Canva as part of this Droptober feature set, so definitely check out the link in the show notes or cut here. Or go check out your Canva portal to get the latest. Okay, and this next one is an announcement from Asana, the task management software. This is the task management software that I use. I'm very fond of it, and I'm a big fan. It's one of the first task management softwares, or at least the big players that I'm aware of, that is working to implement and integrate AI, particularly agentic AI. And they have done this by announcing the Asana AI Studio, which they call a no-code builder for designing and deploying AI agents in critical workflows. So now, as you're creating your tasks and your projects and your workflows, you can create them with customizable AI agents that are going to perform specific actions on those tasks. They give us some example use cases here from their announcement on investors.asana.com. Definitely check out the link. Give it a full read to get all the details. But for marketers specifically, they give us a few different use cases. One is for intake. So you can prioritize project intake or project requests by rewriting and structuring the requests so that the information is relevant to your team or your department's area of focus. For planning, you can conduct research to inform project work. So according to their post here, you can draft briefs to align cross-functional teams on deliverables and timelines. And that's pretty powerful, I think. It sounds like a lot of the research-based AI tools and agents that we've talked about before, like Clay or Perplexity. Now for each individual project, you can back it up with some research, and that sounds pretty powerful. For execution tasks, these agents can draft content such as blog posts or emails. They can facilitate reviews and approvals. They can translate content, and they can ensure project assets meet brand guidelines. And then lastly, this agent can even run some reporting for you. They say here that the agent can categorize and tag work so that reporting is always up to date with consistent and accurate information for real-time decision making. Now, they also go into some use cases for operations teams and IT. So again, check out the link in the show notes. But as we have projected or predicted on the show before, all of these software and tools that we're using in our day-to-day workflows are eventually just going to be agents. And that's my belief. And it's starting to materialize, I think, a lot faster than any of us, even us AI early adopters, expected. Okay, and finally for today, this is an update from Google's DeepMind about SynthID, which is their AI watermarking tool for AI-generated content. And we did a whole episode on SynthID, so definitely go check that one out. But Google has just announced that they are open sourcing SynthID. And this is, again, a tool that's going to watermark various types of content through a few different mechanisms that are generated by AI. And it's video content, image content. And it's already in use in Gemini and other Google products. Like we said in our earlier episode about SynthID, Google is hoping, DeepMind is hoping that this can become an industry standard. Hence, they have open sourced it and made it available to developers to include in their tools. Okay, so there's your rundown of all these updates from these different AI tools. And that's going to do it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so, so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.